Welcome to Reality After Show. This is the Australian Survivor Heroes versus Villains Heroes Cast Assessment. I'm Tony Fairplay, joined again by Chrissy Zaremba. That's right, our favorite castaway from Australian Survivor Blood versus Water. Don't tell the Joker because Dan Mochel will be mad. Dan, welcome back. He's here. And my favorite stand-up comedian in all of Cincinnati, Wayne Mimet.
Thanks for throwing in that all of Cincinnati.
Did you like the qualifier?
Yeah, I love the qualifier. Well, I was going to call you a liar.
Bert Kreischer's not from Cincinnati, right?
No, he's from Tampa, Florida.
Okay. Dave Chappelle.
Well, he's actually the closest. He's from Yellow Springs, Ohio, which is 40 minutes away from my house.
I know, but not Cincinnati. I did not say Ohio.
No, he wouldn't call Cincinnati. Nope.
Yeah, I would not. I did not say my favorite comedian from Ohio. I did. I narrowed it down.
Cincinnati. Yeah, we have nobody good from Cincinnati.
I'm not even giving you Covington, Kentucky.
No. Well, Mark Borison is your favorite comedian?
Maybe. He's pretty funny.
I know. He is very funny. I love Mark.
Okay. So, the greater Cincinnati area. Wayne Mimet, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, dude.
So a lot of people are abuzz about our villains tribe assessment. The King George did reach out this morning and wanted us to know that he really wanted to share our propaganda. However, the Channel 10 has clamped down and said no sharing a podcast this week.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's fine. I get there and just know you have our love, and it's okay.
Yeah. I've spoken to him. He loves it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why. Especially because international love like this.
I thought it was crazy too, because my theory is, wouldn't you want any publicity? Crank it.
I don't. Some things in the Survivor world make no sense to me. The fact that we had Australian Survivor and South African Survivor for a week and a half on Paramount Plus, and then someone got canceled a bunch.
Yeah, that was gone. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah. So it's not like we were enjoying it and, halfway through a season and some of us start watching with our family because it's so much easier to watch it, on a streaming service on your television versus, trying to stream it from your computer to a TV and that not working half the time.
No
big deal.
So
annoying.
Yeah. So but that's okay. So then your family goes back to watching US Survivor going, oh, this sucks. And then you're like, okay. Mm-hmm. Speaking of U.S. Survivor, me and the Queen, Sandra Diaz-Twine, will be on tour. If you would like to watch season 44, which could be good, we're hoping there's a birdcage. Anything better. So me and the Queen are touring the U.S. doing Survivor viewing parties. It begins with the premiere March 1st. We're at Bounce Sporting Club. That is a pretty awesome nightclub in New York City. That's March 1st. Then March 15th, we're going to be at Doghouse Saloon in Nashville. And March 22nd, we're going to be in Cincinnati, Ohio, where my favorite comedian is from. And we'll be at the Filson. And for all these, we're having a fire-making challenge. It's Johnny versus the Queen and fire-making. We have special guest referees in each city. I believe Carla from season 43 is our special referee for New York. Rita from Survivor Fiji is our special referee for Nashville. And Matt the Beard Bischoff will be our special referee for Cincinnati. So tickets for all those available at SurvivorTix.com. That's SurvivorTix.com. Whew, I am so excited. Fire making. Does anyone like my chances?
No, not a chance.
I do.
Against Sandra? No way. Against Sandra? No chance.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Fair. Okay.
Always within arm's reach of my podcast, I have a machete with a fire starter.
Flint. Oh.
Always within arm's reach. Any podcast I do. Boom, boom, boom. I just made a fire.
No, wait. Are you allowed to use all that? Or do you have to do it with the stick?
No machetes allowed, especially in New York. You can bring your gun. You cannot bring a knife over. You cannot bring a blade over 4 inches, but you can bring your gun to bounce nightclub.
Four inches. That's like this big.
Yeah,
right?
four inches.
I've explained what 4 inches is. She knows. She's recovering from 4 inches right now.
Excuse me, it is 11:08 p.m. We do not need to be talking about inches right now.
Whoa! She's ready.
No, she's not.
She's not.
She's ready for bed.
I feel like Chrissy's a morning gal. What do you think?
I'm a morning gal.
Little afternoon delight. I get it. all right. We're talking heroes today. Let me bring them up on the screen. Here we go. So good at this.
This is my favorite tribe. I love specific villains more, but as a tribe, I love this tribe.
All right. Oh, hey, it's our favorite picture of Chrissy. we are good. I think you're looking good, girl. All right, here we go. Hero number one. That's right. Winner of Brains versus Brawn. Spoiler alert. Haley Leek. The leader of the Heroes tribe. Now, peek behind the curtain, guys. In the history of Survivor, I believe not only Lex Vandenberg from Survivor Africa and All-Stars, but also Wendell Holland from Survivor Ghost Island and Winners at War have both said this is, in their opinion, one of the greatest survivors of all time.
Really?
Any season, any continent. Haley. Huh.
Wow.
Wow.
Huge, huge compliment.
Yeah.
This is a queen here. Like, you know, she's someone that I quickly learned about before I went in there. And she is the nicest human ever. Because, of course, she did Talking Tribal. So I reached out to her the second ours finished. This is a nice human and, well, you know, a winner. She's up there.
She's yeah. I feel the bullseye is very large on this one. I mean,
it has to be.
You would think they would add a second winner just to kind of, you know, just for a little deflection.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, but no. I mean, we needed Jackie and Stevie, so there was no room. So what?
I could say it definitely feels like they filled out the Heroes tribe first, and then they're like, okay, now who are villains?
Let's fill the gap.
Knew who they wanted the heroes to be, for sure.
Well, Chrissy, season one winner, rumor and innuendo, was supposed to be out there. So that would have been two winners, and that would have made a little more sense for not leaving Haley with her dick in the wind.
Yeah, I like what you said. There should have been another winner just to give her a little tickle.
Yeah. So I do applaud Australians over United Statesians in that you guys are smart enough to vote out winners, because it's like, hey, you already got your money, leave.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm positive that's what you do.
Yeah.
Although in saying that, look at me, because someone asked me, you know, if you were on this one, you and Georgia are really close. I'm still getting rid of him. You have to get rid of him, don't you? Aren't they getting rid of Haley early?
Yeah.
I mean, like, they have to. I mean, like, look at the history of winners returning on Australian Survivor. You have Jericho and Shane Gould, and they were not long for that world.
Yep.
Actually, they were one and two out, right?
Yep, one and two.
One and two.
I will say
I don't want Haley to go early.
No, if she somehow makes it to dinner, I think she makes a deep run just because she's so good at challenges. Like, there's a chance she could win like five immunities in a row. I mean,
well, there's a chance that the Heroes tribe wins five immunities in a row and she doesn't even go to tribal.
Right.
Oh, that's true too.
I mean, because so female wise, Haley is a beast, but we have a horse on this tribe that can win every challenge single-handedly if need be.
Yep. Yeah, this team is built heavy.
Yeah. So whereas the other tribe is just built for George to hopefully survive.
To win. Yeah, hopefully he can manipulate to win.
This is going to be good. I can't wait to see this matchup.
All right. So, Chrissy, where do you have Haley?
I have to, out of respect for the Queen, I've got her after dinner.
All right. Dan.
I think she does actually pretty well. I don't think, she's winning going back to back, but I could see her at least making dinner and then getting picked off pretty early for everyone thinking, what are we doing?
You have to get rid of her. Yeah, what are we doing? Why is she still here? She's going to dominate. She's got to go. They'll have like a reality slap across the face after dinner and go for her.
All right, yeah. Wayne. He's got help. This isn't fair.
Yeah. This is Eloise. Eloise thinks that she's going to get voted out pre-merge.
Look at this little honey. Hi.
I know we're good intel is good intel. I'm going with Eloise. Yeah. Pre-merge boot, okay. Haley.
Eloise says second boot. That's what she says.
Second boot. All right. How many numbers does she know, though? I mean, truth be told.
She can count to 10.
Three.
She can count to 10.
Okay. So either way, Stevie's in her mix.
Yeah. It's her and Stevie.
I don't apologize. Stevie was not Stevie. So
I would say they just have enough returning players coming back that are so smart that it's like on the other, like the five returning players that are there, like, well, we have to get her out. They just need one or two new players in the first vote and she's gone.
Yeah, you're gonna have some players fanboy over Haley, I think, but I also feel
I would
in that mix, you're gonna have some fans going, the smart move is to get rid of her, right? And getting confirmation from everyone that they need to.
I think my hope would be for her sticking around would simply just being the returning players more banding together in the beginning and saying, hey, like we can't allow them to just.
Let's pick them off.
Yeah, pick them off one by one. So let's at least work together in the beginning. And then, once we're 20 days in, then gloves off.
Right. Well, right.
Because they're going to want to save their own asses. That's the thing. Because what you do. You get in your head and you go, I've got to choose the biggest. I've got to choose the best. I've got to protect me. I need to protect them. We're going to be. And then you go, like I knew straight up. I was like, oh, man, Mark's going to ice me so hard. But I just needed to stay. I just kept wanting to stay. So you lose perspective.
Right.
If they let her go too long, she's got it in the bag.
Yeah.
All right. We shall see. Next. The princess. I'm wearing the shirts. Available at johnnyfairplay.com. Go get yours now. Nina Twine. Yeah. Blood versus water, 16th place, only because we have a meta back here. She was using the power of the force to vote out Andy. First boot controlled Mark's mind. He had no idea. In the history of the show, one of the best 3 days a new player has ever had in the history of Survivor. I have never seen such mastery of the game 3 days in ever. So
completely agree.
Learn the secrets from the queen.
Assuming no Mad Evac, this is my pick from the Heroes tribe.
Time.
She's such an incredible player. Like I actually cried when she got evacuated when I was watching it the first time because I was like so bummed out for her because I was like, oh, the winner just got booted off. Like good luck. I mean, good luck to everybody else because now you have a chance because the person that was definitely going to win.
Yep.
Yeah, that person that was definitely going to win just got booted off.
That's so how it felt too. This is a smart, oh man, crazy smart. Like she's captivating and she's so addictive. So she started talking. She's got this accent. She's drop dead gorgeous. And everyone's just like, whatever you say, I'm doing it.
Yep.
And she was besties with my bestie. So I'm like, you got to go. So when she hurt herself, I'm like, thank God, cause she was going to take me out, and go with him to the final. So Nina is 1000 my hero's pick.
Uh-huh. I, yeah, I, I, I was really hoping for a U.S. versus Australia season this season. We didn't get it. However, I do think it is in the future. And if so, we have Nina on the Australian tribe, right? Are we all in agreement?
Yes. Yeah.
She has to. That's how she made it. I agree.
And, Sandra's on the USA tribe for her last play.
It'll be her last
game or whatever, you know.
I think she's in. I think she's down. So, but words from the princess. She says, so I'm here in Samoa, and as some people may know, my mom played as a villain here and won. If this season was made for anybody, it would be made for someone like me, because I'm a hero raised by a villain. Says, I don't think the villains have any idea who they're up against, because they're probably going to try and underestimate us, and that's going to be a big mistake. So I think if they look over, they're not underestimating anything.
No.
Chrissy, winner, Heroes winner pick.
Yeah, and I just think as well, Geordie's gonna either try and team up with her somehow and build that bond and pray that he can get in on her tail, because he knows what she's capable of. The others, you guys didn't see a lot. You saw a lot, but we saw a lot. You know, like even the edit, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like Nina is straight fire, and if she picks the right people,
I'm for it.
Well, and I think she's gonna be the one that everybody's picking. So it's not her. Like, she's gonna have her pick of alliances because everyone knows who she is that's gonna be playing this game. I mean, that's who I would go. If I was thrown on this island right now, like, my whole game plan would be like, become friends with Nina.
Yeah.
And not get rid of her?
Not get rid of her until I have to, obviously. But, you know, like, right under her, and then when you get to that critical number point where you've got three votes to one and one, and then you take off, you know. So
she got a very kind edit in that if you weren't really paying attention, and a lot of people, you know, don't break down the game and analyze it like we do, but, you know, but for a casual viewer, and I'm sure some of the fans are casual viewers, you just saw her as nice. But if you were really paying attention, analyzing,
she was nice. She was a savage.
It was like she was deadly.
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of people caught that. I think they just caught, she's great. So, and it's just like, you know what makes a great? A knife behind her back. This one.
Well, just Andy. I remember when she pitched that, because don't forget, my name was getting thrown around.
Yep.
When she sort of said, you know, no, not Chrissy, everyone just sort of went, did she seriously just say that? Like, of course we should be doing that, you know?
Well, the best is the scene, she walks off with Mark, and Mark's like, hey, Tina, who are you thinking? And she's like, I don't know, who you thinking? And Mark names like six, like, how many people were on your tribe? 10, 12?
12.
Okay, 12. You guys named 13 people. Nina says no. And the 14th suggestion, Nina goes, okay, it's Andy.
Okay.
She literally named more people than you had on your tribe. And Mark goes, okay.
Yeah, because you listen when she speaks. She just demands. She's learned from the best. Like, this is someone that, it makes me instantly say, because I've been there, she's got to go. Like, I would be telling everyone, get her the hell out of here.
I think they're just like, look, she's so nice.
Yep.
There's nobody else on Heroes Tribe that's from Blood versus Water, right?
Nope.
Yeah, so she doesn't. So none of those people. Yeah.
My only concern, and like, I'm really rooting for, she's one of the people I would love to see win, is just that her season was just last year and she was talked up so much that I think if she came back 2-3 years from now, she would have a much better chance of winning than coming back the very next season. That's my only concern.
Do many players go back to back? Is this rare? Obviously.
No. They like to strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So no, it's not. I mean, like the Golden God came right back. Luke Tokey yep. came right back.
Yeah.
And U.S. Survivor, we saw Russell come right back. So it's been done.
Me now. Yeah.
So all right.
She's also my King George, where it's like, this is who I want to win from the Heroes Tribe. Like, it's my pick. I think she will, but I also really want her. Like, I'm rooting for her to win.
Same.
All right, Dan, where are you at?
I want her to win. I probably, of anyone on the cast, either top or top two, I don't think she quite gets there. I think she makes a deep run at it, but I'm going to say top six finish.
Okay. I'm going winner pick. I like her, and I don't want to root against myself.
Yeah.
So yeah. All right. Next up,
who we got?
Sean Hampson, the horse. As they say here, the horse is back as one of the best challenged beasts Australian Survivor has ever seen. Sean hopes his social game will take some of the attention away from his physical game. He says, I'm really proud to be a part of the Heroes Tribe. I think heroes at the core are good people. They want to help people, and they want to see people get better, and I love that in the outside world. But in the game of Survivor, it's a little different. I'm happy to be called a hero, but I'm not going to play like one. Well, you did last time, Sean, and the Golden God owned you. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I can't pick between him and Nina.
Oh wow!
I've got to. I love this man. I've met him.
I just wish he could take.
Why I love this man?
I wish he could take a good picture. I mean, it's just like God's mean, right? Oh wait, what?
Yeah, he is huge.
And in real life, he's even bigger. So what you see. You go like that. Jesus, what is that? And then his wife, and then the kids, and then he's just nice. Oh man, I'm rooting for him hard. I want him and Nina.
Yeah. So the cast photo, Nina is standing right next to him. He is on his knee, and he is almost as tall as Nina. He is down on one knee, and he is basically the same height as Nina.
Yes. He is the definition of a stud.
I mean, he definitely makes dinner. He definitely makes dinner, but he's and quick then, boot after. Yeah.
Has to be. Yeah, I reckon too.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Like, I am.
You'd have to be stupid.
Well, I mean, the heroes could easily pagong the other tribe. I mean, just go undefeated and.
Yeah.
First opportunity post-merge, you just slice this guy's throat.
Yeah. I mean, they've got Sean and Flick.
Yeah.
Like, and
some players. There's some players that know how to play Survivor. They're going to be like, yeah, you're not going on a run.
No. Help us build this shelter. Help us not. Help us get a bunch of early rewards. And then.
Yeah. Feed us. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if there's a tribe swap. And I think we have to plan on a tribe swap because I think it is going to be lopsided. I see George slicing this guy's Achilles heel.
Yeah. Yeah.
George is like, yeah, this guy's got to go.
Slicing his Achilles heel. I reckon George is just so savage. He'll see him and go, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. You can't stay. Yeah. Bye-bye. Okay.
So, Chris, you're going dinner gone.
Yes.
Okay.
Dinner gone, but I want him to win.
All right, Dan, where you at?
I think he makes dinner, but doesn't make it much past that. Like, you brought up tribe swap. That would be my biggest fear, because all it takes is one or two people that are like, yeah, not feeling this, and he'd be an easy target at a tribe swap.
Right. Yeah. Right, like if he's on a tribe with – mostly villains, and like I said, I don't think that if they do a tribe swap that everyone's gonna be like, we're the original villains tribe and we're sticking together. But I think that the villains are like, I don't give a shit about winning challenges. I want my strongest alliances through to the end. So they'll kick him out right away. Like, that, you know, Whereas the Heroes seem like a team where it's like, oh, we want to win these challenges or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I think if there's a tribe swap, whoever on the villain's tribe gets him, I think they want at least one reward, possibly two, because they've been dying.
Because they're famished. I yeah, agree.
But once they get two rewards tops, it's you're done.
Yeah.
I don't know about tribe swap. Does that happen every season?
More so in it's kind of a staple in Australian Survivor. It has been.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It actually happens a little sooner than I've wanted to most, because I love the dynamic. Like when you have such pronounced themes as heroes, villains, brains, brawn, like I don't want it mixed up anytime soon. And I feel that you guys have pulled the trigger much sooner than I would if I'm producing it.
Yeah, definitely.
So I love that dynamic of you know, like what happens when this versus this.
Yep.
So, and they love to be like, okay, well, that was fun. It's episode three.
And someone just said it. One of you guys just said it, because that's what made me go, holy crap, tribe swap. I remember that. It's very uneven when you look at heroes versus villains. Like I'm looking at a psycho gold team and a very undercooked purple team.
Yeah.
So now they're going to do it sooner than later.
Yeah, I reckon they are too.
The tribe swap is definitely going to blow up one of our favorites games, and I don't know who, because obviously you can't like tell the future, but I know this screams for like just really like wrong side of the numbers, totally unlucky, nothing you can do, blow up someone's game.
Yeah, except for
like someone like Shawnee or something massive.
Yes.
I feel like that could even happen for Haley if she sticks around. Yeah. Like she gets in with the villains, like what the hell are you doing? Like, why?
Yeah, right. How are you still here? See ya.
Yeah, how are you still here? These idiots have kept you. Yes. Okay, this is a massive call. I didn't even consider tribe swap.
Yep, there we go. All right, so Shawnee. Merge or no merge?
Wayne. Me?
Oh, he's making the merge. I think he's making the merge. And I just got to say, he's one of the people I'm excited to watch, because I haven't watched Champions versus Contenders yet. So, like, I've never seen him play. But a guy this massive is, like, and if he's, like, a nice person, if people like him, then it's going to be fun to watch him.
He hated the Golden God, and the Golden God owned him. But in challenges, it wasn't, like, it was Sean all day. So and he hate because like the Golden God's a model, and he's just like, my wife's a supermodel. This guy,
you're a fake model.
He's like, you're fake, but you're a used car salesman. And I'm like, oh my God, stop blasphemy. Jeez, watch your mouth. You're talking about the Golden God. So I was not a fan of Sean, because I do love divinities in Survivor. So I'm going pre-merge boot. You're the Golden God's curse is still on you.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Sam Webb. He's from Australian Survivor 2016. Finished sixth. I guess I did not see this. This is from season one, right?
Yeah. Season one of the reboot.
Yeah. So I did this. That was the what did they call their friendmate, what do they call it? They're
Fremini?
No. God, it was a
watch.
It was a theme for the season, like stalemate something. They just played Friendly Survivor.
Yes, they did. It wasn't it was probably the worst season that Australian Survivor had. But it was like watching, I don't know, season one's like, you know, watching Borneo or Australia. Like, it wasn't
mateship. There we go. Mateship.
Mateship. Okay.
Mateship.
Season one is mateship. And let's see what we got here.
What does that mean? They played like nice Survivor? What? I don't know.
They played nice. Yeah. It was, like I said, it was like going back and watching, you know, Borneo or Australia. It was like, oh, like we're all friends. Like no one's really being a dick or cutthroat. Like there was only one person. Yeah. There was only one person that was like really trying to play, and everyone's just like, yeah, F that guy.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what we got. Sam Webb. the original hero. It's been 6 years since he played the first season of what they call the first season. So after lasting 49 days without a single vote against him, he was sent home. Sam played a game of mateship and loyalty. And while his morals haven't changed, he knows the game has evolved and so will his gameplay. He goes, I think you could win this game playing a moral game, but you have to, but you may have to bend a few rules within that moral. Let's find out. People thrive off an underdog, the battler, and that's the Australian way. I'm a battler. Let's go. It sounds like he's learned nothing.
Yeah.
He's not a battler. He's the guy that's got that label. He's a really nice man, I think. He does a charity.
Yeah, he runs. No, Johnny, I can't believe you didn't bring this up. He runs a mental health Livin? Charity called LIVIN, baby. LIVIN.
He does. It's a good company.
Also, back in like this season, you had a lot more of like that old school pegonging post merge too. So he got to the merge on the right side of the numbers, and he pretty much lasted until it was, hey, your number's up.
Yep, I gotcha.
We don't need you. Yeah.
Yeah, this was like we have our five, we're sticking to our five, and then he was five, and they're like, all right, see you, Sam, or whatever. I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. And he'd be in a much better spot if Chrissy, who won season one, was out there with him, but once again, not there. So we got Jackie for no reason. And so I feel like this is definitely working against Sam's game. Chrissy, what's your prediction?
Yeah, look, I just think I am letting him go to dinner because we put so many of the purple team not at dinner. So there's spots. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be a powerhouse. I don't think he's going to be weak. I think he's just going to be really nice and just go under the radar. And then exactly what you said. Yeah, all right, you're out. Your number's done.
Yeah. Marcus said Sam had a rivalry with Nick due to Nick being a super fan. Well, I'm not a huge Nick fan because he couldn't do the podcast. So I like Sam more now.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Dan, where you got him?
I think he makes dinner. As you said, I don't think he's learned anything. I see him getting blindsided quickly after the merge.
All right. Wayne?
Blindsided.
I don't think he makes dinner. I think that he's going to stick to his old school game. He says he's going to come in and play different, but the game's changed so much, and he doesn't scream super fan. I'm sure people watch it, but he doesn't have anybody else from his season on here, and there's no way new players coming in are going to come in and be like, mateship or whatever, you know?
No one's saying mate. No one's coming up with a mateship secret handshake.
Like, nobody plays the game like he played it. I mean, and if he's nice, I don't know this person very well, so his personality might sway me differently. Like, I might come in after episode one and be like, I was wrong, he's going to win or whatever, but...
Don't bank on that.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to get left in the dust. I think he's going to be one of those people where he's like kind of going along and then all of a sudden he's on the wrong side of the numbers and he kind of doesn't realize it. And there's not a lot of easy targets on the hero side.
I say nice guys finish last. This guy, he doesn't make the merge. So I think of the tribe swap, especially if he gets on the wrong side of the numbers, boom.
Oh, imagine over there.
All
right. I reckon Nina will like him. Nina will have a thing for him.
In the chat, Oda just says Nina's going to drag him as an extra vote. Someone literally just said that.
She could use him. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I feel like she, now that I look at him, like he's very likable and she will trust him because he's trusting. She might, he might be some nice ammo.
We shall see. All right, next. Flick is back. She's got an arch enemy on the other tribe. Last time we saw Flick was on Brains vs. Brawn, third place. And this was one of those deals. She was saved by the urn last time. I did not like the urn twist. I pretty much never like your twist that saves someone and I waste an episode of
neither
my life.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
But I blame Channel 10 for that. So it's okay. I get it. I understand. I was also scared that the urn would cost King George his life in the game, which I also would not have been cool with. So I didn't love Flick her first go out. I did not.
Oh, I love Flick.
I enjoyed watching Flick, but I was not Flick being it. Flick picked the correct bathing suit. But we have Bizarro Flick on the other tribe. I'm rooting for her, so I'm still not rooting for Flick. But let's see what Flick has to say. A big wave surfer and Brains for the Sprawn finalist, Flick has returned to take out the win. Playing as a hero, Flick says, "What really grinds my gears? Oh, the Peter Griffin of it all. What really grinds my gears about the villain is probably the manipulation side of things. The lying, the cheating. I can't stand it. It's most definitely time for a hero to win this game. Oh my God, I hate her even more." Who is this person?
I'm a fan of her. I just want to see her and Liz go at it. I want to see Flick and Bizarro Flick go at each other. I want
the pillow fight on the boat dock.
I want pole wrestling. Come on, what are you talking about? Pillow fight on the boat dock.
Mod.
I want a hall brawl. Come on, what are you talking about? Yeah. It's a banger. It's gonna be a banger. Yeah. So all right, Chrissy, what's your prediction?
Well, I'm obsessed with her, so I watched her season before I delved in. And I think this is a fierce competitor. Like, she's not scared of anything. She is massively physically threatening. Yeah. She's so smart and sweet. I say that about a lot of them. See, heroes. I froth the heroes team.
Yeah.
Flick's up there. I want her to do so well because, I'm a fan outside of the game. Yeah, she's definitely going to dinner. And I reckon she might even go to dinner tight with Haley, and then something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. Sorry.
I think she might be on here to kind of be the Haley distraction. I mean, you know, like, they don't have another winner, but they put Flick on there as a kind of, you know, potential distraction.
She came third, you know, like she got to the final challenge.
The problem that I see is that, or not the problem, the thing is I don't think there's going to be many heroes that are voted out before the dinner. I
agree.
Yeah.
So I think she's going to make it just because they're not going to have to make, I don't think they're going to have to make too many decisions. I think we're going to know the villains tribe because they're going to be going to tribal council every week.
All the time.
And, I think sometimes it's going to be on purpose as orchestrated by King George to get somebody that he doesn't like out.
Yeah, he wants the people there for a potential swap or even later into the game. Stevie is of no use to the king.
Right. And I think George is already thinking about who on that other tribe is going to be how many people do I need to drop and then go over there and just go join with these numbers with a couple of my numbers, and now I'm back in control of the game after the merge.
Yeah.
Even if he hasn't got the numbers, he's going to go over there and get the numbers because he would have dictated what was happening over there. He foresees everything. Like, he predicts and then he dictates. Like, it's crazy.
I have never seen a player play like King George. I mean, like, the fact, like, it's like you watch an episode and it's just like, you know, King George is in trouble. And it's just like, okay, you need four votes. It's seven of you. Yeah. You need four votes. That's how there's no, and he's just like, no, it's 1-1, 2-1-1, then that. And I'm just, what?
Yeah.
He just beautiful minds every single
beautiful
vote.
Minds.
It's just like, okay, I'm done. Apparently I don't know how to play Survivor anymore because that math does not work. Like, I don't have that calculator.
No, he is a math magician. And he's don't forget there's been a glow up. So this guy is confident as.
Oh, yes.
You know, like, he is just going to come in and be like, I'm sorry, you thought I was good then? Wow, look at this.
I mean, the tattoo alone, like King George version one is not cool enough for that. A chest tattoo.
No.
He's nowhere near cool enough. Like, Georgie's got a tan. He's got bloody muscles now.
He's got,
he doesn't have Sean muscles. Let's just keep it real here.
In case you're wondering how big I am, versus me and King George are the exact same size.
4 inches. All right.
Hey, don't tempt Georgie. He will get it out.
Allegedly, Baden's the one we have to worry about pulling it out. So like Baden was such a dud on the show, and King George was like, no, oh my god, like he's King George said every city they'd go to, like nightclub, like three girls would come up and be like, you shagged me in the shower or in the bathroom last time I saw you. Like every single place they'd go, like three girls would walk up, and he was just,
wow.
Like, good on you, Baden. I'm like yeah. We saw none of that.
That's so funny.
I was like, this guy's talking about bike tires, I'm sure. You know? Like, oh, man. Getting a tread on that one. I don't know. And she's like, what? Get out of here, tread guy. So, but apparently he's wearing out some tread on that old rubbers on his penis.
On the bike? Yeah. Oh, my days.
Or maybe not. Maybe he just has a strong pull-out game. I don't know. All right. Dan, where you have Flick finishing?
I don't think she makes dinner. I could see her getting hit by one of those stupid things of being like, we really need to get Haley out. All right, let's go vote out Flick. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think she makes dinner.
Yeah. Wayne?
I think she makes dinner.
Okay. So
I think, and it's purely on the fact that I don't foresee a lot of heroes getting voted out. Now, if they do like an early tribe swap, like after three votes, they do an early tribe swap, then that might change things. But
yeah, I think they do an early tribe swap, and there's no room on this planet for Flick and Bizarro Flick. I think Liz sends her home. So okay. I got pre-merge boot Flick.
Huh. One we really differed on.
Yeah,
Christy and I over here rooting for Flick.
Yeah, we're rooting for her. Right.
I like her, but I think I like the new version better.
So. Okay.
But it also depends on what bathing suits they both choose.
Okay. We've seen him.
Well, she just wears like a surfer's full body suit.
Oh, perfect. The Shane Gould of it all.
Yeah.
all right. But if you're wearing whatever bathing suit you're wearing, you want to make sure you trim up. Support for Reality After Show is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. That's right, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. If my math's correct, that's about 12 million balls.
The Performance Package 4.0 has arrived, and oh man, is it a game changer. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies.
First off, the Lawnmower 4.0, this trimmer is the future of grooming, and dare I say, the greatest ball trimmer ever!
Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to help reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and has a 4000K LED spotlight that you need for a more precise shave.
Now, I have a dark shower curtain in my bathroom, and I've been looking for the perfect way to shave in the dark, kinda. Guess what? I found it! 4000K LED! No longer a problem. I got perfectly smooth, clean balls thanks to the Lawnmower 4.0.
It's time to take care of yourself, so go to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping with the code SURVIVOR. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code SURVIVOR. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Thanks for sticking with us through the ad break. And don't forget, for more exclusive Reality After Show coverage, visit realitypatron.com. That's reality, PATRON.com.
And we are back. Chrissy's peeing. We know that.
I am not peeing.
There's three things that are for certain. Death, taxes, and Chrissy is peeing during a Manscaped commercial. Promo code SURVIVOR. Love it. All right. Next up, Sharni Vinson. holy moly. From LA to the beaches of Samoa, Sharni goes into each adventure with an open attitude, and this adventure won't be any different. She says, I've never been more ready for a show like this. I'm not planning on coming in and being Sharni, the actress. This is an opportunity to actually remove myself from the actress side and bring to light Sharni, the person. Of course, there's going to be those moments where it will hurt me to vote people off. That is part of the game. But I'm not trying to come in here and be really anything other than who I am. All right. So
okay. So funny story.
Yes.
Some of these guys are local. So we had like a little dinner and a few of us caught up, whatever. That's what Survivor people do, apparently.
Yes.
And I didn't know what show Sharni had been on because she is obviously an Australian actress. And I did know, but I didn't remember because I watched her as a kid. So I met her and I'm like, sorry, what was your name? Oh, it's so cringe. And she goes, oh, Sharni. And I said, oh, I know you. I don't know how I know you, but we're quite good friends. How do I know you? And guys, yeah, she's on a show that I watched as a kid. So she's been on Home and Away, and that's what everyone in Australia are going to know her as. Not, I don't think, as the LA actress that you just spoke of. But she is so sweet and so tiny and so nice. I don't think she's going to go deep. I don't know. I just feel like...
How old is she?
She's my age. She's...
Okay.
She doesn't look... She doesn't
20,
look
23?
Yeah. No, she's like 40. She's either late 30s, because I remember thinking, my God, like I watched her as a kid when she was like my age. Wow. Do you know what I mean?
She goes to the same Botox person I do. I'm looking good here.
She is beautiful. She is so good. But yeah, she's just nice, and she's been on our TVs. Like a lot of Australia are going to know her from being on Home and Away. So... I don't know.
That's a good thing. That worked for Pia.
Yeah.
Remember, no one wanted to get rid of Pia because they're just like, oh, it's our favorite actress. It's Pia.
So that's what I was going to say, is that it worked out well for the last time. You know, there was an Australian actress on the show.
Yeah. So it mentions the mole here. Was she on the US The Mole? I haven't watched
that.
I don't even know any of that. I didn't even know she went over there.
Yeah.
No, it just says my friends call me the mole. I think that might just be a nickname that she came up with or something like that. I don't think it would have been capitalized.
I think Sharni got rid of her mole. Totally unrelated. But kind of.
So just so I know, everybody that's there will definitely know who she is. Like all of these people outside of like Nina will like for sure will know who she is.
100%. Yep. Okay. They will know, and they probably won't know straight away. She's gonna have to spit it out like she did with me. But she was on our TVs, you know, and she was and she was loved. Her character on the show was so nice. I just feel
that
like
was gonna be my next question.
Time. Yeah, she's had no airtime, she's got no video, she's not on the 10play app. She's said a few little things. I don't know. I just don't think there's enough hype for her. I don't think she goes far. That's my theory.
Oh,
okay.
I know.
Do they ever hide? Do they ever like hide people? Like, do they ever hide people where it's like they don't do as much promotion, but then they actually like go far in the game?
I know in All Stars, people were upset because, I mean, Sharni, I think she finished seventh, and there was nothing on her
going
in. Pretty much going into it. So that's the only one I can think of where we didn't see them, and then they still made a pretty decent run at the game.
Well, we didn't get a lot with Jackie and Jordy and Jesse going in.
Well, even Josh. Josh came fourth. In mind.
Oh well, Josh wasn't there on the show either, so why would they show him in the preview?
What I mean. So maybe, I don't know, maybe she's Josh.
And it doesn't sound like Josh was a dud out there.
He wasn't a dud. He was a complete mastermind.
Yeah.
Well, no, and he got zero
anything.
On. No, he was like a boss there.
But he's sharing the screen with some studs. I mean, like, Chrissy, look in the mirror. I mean, like, if I had the choice of watching Josh play this quiet mastermind game or you having no idea falling backwards into third place, I would rather watch you fall backwards into third place. It's better TV.
Yeah.
Well, way I mean, better. Also, I we needed that 37th confessional from Jordy where he said he was the Joker.
So. We did need the 37th confessional from Joker, and we needed 15 mentions in the last four episodes of Mark's military precision.
Military
precision. Oh, yeah, he was military.
Oh, was he military?
Did you guys know Mark was in the military?
I did not. They should have mentioned it, and that he had precision being in the military.
He's a killer. He's a killer, this guy.
I don't think he likes to talk about
I think that's enough. But you're right. You know, you did say, you know, did they hide these characters? Well, I'll eat my words because we have not seen this little princess anywhere.
I want to like her so much, but I'm scared.
You will.
I'm scared she's going to be a fish out of water out there.
Yeah.
So
I think there's going to be.
Yeah. I don't think she's going to like sleeping on the ground.
No.
Or bugs.
No, but
I'm not getting that. No, I reckon she's out there.
Okay.
No, at least in the cast photo, she's dressed the part to be out there. She's got the leather fedora on, the trailman's hat. Oh. And a flannel shirt and a hoodie.
Not giving her that. I reckon she'll have a crack out there. Like, I don't think she's princess like that.
I think there's going to be other targets.
Yeah, bigger people, bigger personalities. Yeah,
the heroes will go, and then there's a couple other people that we haven't gotten to yet that I think are out first. And then after like the first two easy votes, it'll be strategy. And I think somehow she might just kind of sneak her way out around the strategy being like a non-factor.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, going back to your season, Blood vs. Water, all the promos were Sandra and you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's not even, we really never even got to focus on Mark and Sam.
Yeah, I remember Croc was the feature in the pictures and stuff and on the buses.
Yeah.
But it was shocking to me, like, cuz I was the first ad, then I was the second ad, and then I was the bus, and I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. You know, like, people are going to start getting angry. I've been stitched up here.
Only one person got stitched up. Jordy will mention it to you in case you're wondering. So, all right. So where do you have Sharni finishing?
Oh, I haven't even got her at the dinner.
Okay. All right. Dan.
Sorry.
Deep run. I like her. I think she goes far.
Okay.
Deep run for Dan. Deep run.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Wayne.
I don't know about deep run, but I do know. I think she goes far. I think she's a couple votes past the dinner. I think she's a couple votes past merge.
Okay.
But also, I could be talked into deep run because she's the type of player that once you get to the merge again, she can just kind of like fall her way down, and all of a sudden, oh, she's in the top four. And then wins that crucial immunity, and then, you know, so
gets the PO vote.
But I don't think she makes it all the way because if they figure out like, oh, you're this like beloved child actress that we loved on our TVs or whatever, you know, I think they carry it. That carries her so far, but then that's also the reason.
King George is like, I've watched Survivor. Mm-hmm. You have to go.
Right.
You're gonna go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So I want to root for her. I think she I just want to hug her.
Same. Look how cute she is.
I'm gonna go post merge, but but that's what I want. I'm not sure if that's gonna happen, but I feel like
I need to change.
I wanna will it into existence. No. I think you're gonna be the one that's right. My gut is telling me you're right. I'm just trying to will it into existence that she makes it further than she does.
Yeah, Johnny just wants to see what bathing suit she brings.
Yeah,
it's gonna be little. Much. She was on Home and Away. It's a beach baby.
Let's see. All right, next. Matt Sharp. Okay, finally somebody for me to read.
Okay, cute. Yeah, come on.
All right, here we go. Trustworthy and loyal are the words Matt's friends would use to describe him. While this Gold Coast lifeguard spends his days helping other people and his community, Matt knows the game of Survivor may be a little different. I want to be trustworthy and loyal early on, but at the right moment in time, I want to make those big moves because I'm here to play, not just sit back and relax. In my everyday life, I'm just the nice guy that likes helping people, but out there, I might be the nice guy around camp, the nice guy to people's faces, but I'm here to blindside, find idols, make moves, play big. You're a liar because I don't think you're going to do any of those things.
Oh, don't you? I've spoken to him heaps. He's so cute. I reckon he's
I bet.
I don't think he wins.
Yeah, I don't think he. I don't think he makes the merge.
You haven't got him at merge. No, I've got him at dinner.
Robert Allen says, "What does it mean to make dinner?" See, we have Chrissy who knows nothing about surviving, and the merge feast.
Sorry.
Yeah, the merge feast is dinner. Merge feast. So.
No, I didn't know merge was called merge. I just remember they said you guys get to go and have a big ass dinner together.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't understand the theory behind it. So
you're like, yay, we made dinner.
Yeah, we made dinner. Like, you get to break bread together.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
So there you go.
I didn't realize that we were all going to be in the same team and then we all had to sleep together. Yeah, it was quite confronting, that whole part. But this guy, this is a lifeguard. He saves lives for a living.
You thought that you were going to go have this big dinner with the other tribe and then go back to your other tribe?
She also thought a clue to the idol was a love letter. A love letter. From Jonathan.
It was. I'm going to show you it one day.
I believe you.
Chrissy, you're a national treasure. Man.
He hates me so you're the best. No, guys, I'm serious. Shall we get to this dinner? For that lovely man who just asked. And I'm looking at Maddie here, Maddie Sharp, the lifeguard. He's going to get to dinner, but he's going to be so quiet. So I think I'm going to say he doesn't do anything psycho. He probably doesn't win a million challenges, but he's smart and he's nice. Nina's coming for him again, I reckon.
So he's going to be Owen of the American Survivor, where he's just going to kind of be there the whole time?
Oh,
you think?
Please, yep. No.
Yep.
Okay.
No. Okay. I don't know who the fuck Owen is, but yes.
Yeah, neither does
it's from American Survivor. Yeah, and he was just always the running joke was that like there'd be strategy happening, and then all of a sudden he would just be there every single time.
Yeah, they turn around, they're like, oh.
So he was like on all the moves, but he had nothing to do with any of them, and he just kind of showed up at the right time.
Yeah. He would just literally just walk up behind people like all the time. I see Matt walking up behind people.
Yeah, maybe.
And he was behind the numbers every single vote.
Yeah. Yeah. George.
So what do you all think?
I don't think he makes the merge.
I think I can't get a read on food at the hero trap.
You really? What, Dan?
I think he goes really early.
Yeah.
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 I can't get a read on him, but he looks too nice. I can't get a read on him.
So not.
Survivor is not a game for like loyalty and trustworthy, like having morals to come into this game.
Fair. Yeah.
Fair. I don't I see the game getting past him too fast. He's a new player. I don't, you know, like, yeah, we all watch it, but there's that shock when you get there, like, holy shit. And then like, he's on a real. Very,
that's
very
so
strong
true.
Drive.
That's so good. Yeah.
Yeah,
and they're so strong, they don't need to keep a lot of muscle around. Like they can get rid of him. He's looking at his full photo. He's like a pretty built guy, but so is every other guy on the track.
They got Sean
and half the women. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And so. The women are fierce.
If he's a medevac, he potentially comes back, and I think otherwise we never hear his name again.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I hope not, because I like him.
And he might not even he might even come back as a medevac. Like, who is that guy? Alex?
Our Alex?
Yeah, this is the new Alex.
Yes, that's a good.
Yeah.
Yes, and he's sweet and he's cute. Yeah. He's Alex.
Yeah, I hated Alex, but Alex brought Jordy his Survivor win and his sister, so I'm okay with him. But
so now you love Alex.
Well, no, I. Yep. you know, he's, I just feel he's done one thing in his life. Brought his sister as an offering.
I tell you what, Alex has got himself quite the good looking girl as well. These Frosties, they got it going on. Don't worry about that.
I felt bad for him because having back pain is like debilitating. And then to be out there with that and still like perform is, I mean, that's pretty admirable, but.
Back pain. Imagine carrying an entire tribe on your back like I did on Paul. Jeez.
I knew this was going to turn around and become about him.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Yeah. Pre-merge boot, Wayne.
Yeah. I think he's probably a pre-merge boot. I kind of agree with Dan. I think he's pretty expendable on the grand scheme of the tribe. And so if they have to boot somebody out,
yeah,
they won't. Unless what you're saying, unless there is this, this alliance of nice guys that Nina builds and it's like him and Sam and, you know, another crucial nice person,
Nina,
you know, yeah.
Oh, no desire to see that. Okay, next.
Yeah, you want some fierceness.
Paige Donald. Let's see. Paige Donald. The beaches of Samoa cannot be further away from Paige's real life as a ringer and Jillaroo in central Queensland. I have farmer. No idea. What is a ringer and a Jillaroo?
She's a farmer. A Jillaroo? Oh, I know that. Livestock, yeah. Oh, quick Google it. I don't know. I feel dumb.
Okay. She says, if you think you're a hero, you're a dickhead. If you don't think you're a hero, then you probably are one. Okay. Hoping the game of mateship will help her through survival. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Paige is there to win, but also wants to experience something challenging and make new friends. Kill me.
Yeah.
I think making friends is probably most important. Obviously, everyone wants to win, and I wouldn't mind a new car or house. But I think even if I didn't end up winning, why would you even will that into existence? I would be okay with knowing that I made some really good mates. Oh, wow. Nope. I have never disliked a player more in Australian Survivor. Other than Steve.
Jillaroo's a female cowboy.
Okay.
Microwave cowboys. Yeah.
That was Wayne's nickname in elementary school.
Jillaroo. On the wrestling team. Jillaroo. Here we go.
Jillaroo Mehmet. Did you have it on your tights?
I had it on the back of my pink bathrobe like the nature boy. It said Jillaroo and all sparkles.
with a little Bronco.
I'm excited to watch her in this group of people that are clearly very different from her. I don't think she's a factor.
I don't think she makes the tribe swap. No. I would love to see her make the tribe swap and see her mind just destroyed.
Blown.
She'd have a sweet pre-merge, you know, what trip with Stevie. Like, that's where I'm seeing.
Yeah, her and Stevie are gonna really enjoy Thailand.
Yeah, have fun making friends with Stevie and Jackie and Sam when you're all off of the game hanging out. You're going to make a lot of friends. Yeah. She seems very nice. You know, she's going to have a lot of different experiences and a lot of these.
Her morals, obviously. But she's on the wrong show.
Not for this show. There is, however, a show in Australia called Jillaroo School. So maybe she should do that show.
Oh,
Jillaroo
School All-Stars.
Yeah, Jillaroo School All-Stars. Yeah.
Ben, I can't tell if they're lying. Are they lying?
No, there is. It's a show on IMDb called Jillaroo School, and it's about five.
She meant to audition for that. That's what's happened. She pressed the wrong bloody button, like me.
What show did you on Real Housewives?
No, Australia's Greatest Race or whatever it's called. I want to go on that.
Okay. All right, Chrissy, where are you ever finishing?
No, I'm sorry. Wrong button. Wrong show. Too cute, too nice. See ya, Pagey.
Okay. Pre-merge boot. Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pre-merge boot. She can't figure out what happened when the last guy that was just up was taken out first and then just spirals and goes soon after.
Yeah.
All right. Wayne, same.
Yeah, same thing. Pre-merge boot.
Yeah, same. Winner pick. No, I'm kidding.
Do it. It's second up.
No, I will not waste a winner pick on Paige. All right, next. Rogue Ruben. Let's see. If anyone can handle the pressure of playing Survivor, it's filmmaker and animal activist Rogue. Her work as a filmmaker has given her great insight into people's behaviors and believes these skills will help her play heroes, villains. In the game of Survivor, why would you ever want to be a villain? Someone who has done something heroic should win it. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You lost me at hello.
Yeah. Oh, the bios kill people with you.
They do. Yeah. They do. I'm looking at one sentence that you're done.
Yeah.
So, all right, Chrissy, what do you think of Rogue Ruben?
Why do I always have to go first?
Because I'll go first.
Go
first.
Give me
if
something.
You don't want to go first.
I don't know yet. I'm still stuck on the name.
Yeah, I don't see her. I mean, again, we've said enough people. Like, I'm still going under the thing that like the Heroes tribe isn't going to be losing a lot of people. I don't feel so. She might make it by because of that, but. She seems like too bubbly and she is going to come in with this air of like deserving this because heroes deserve this. I think if there's a tribe swap, she finds herself on a tribe of mostly villains. She's gone.
Dan.
Reluctantly, I think she makes dinner. That's not what I'm rooting for, but yeah, I think there's just going to be more heroes there. And I think she's going to be someone that doesn't get a lot of airtime. She's going to be really confused by some blind sides and I don't know. Goes mid-game.
Oh, real quick, Marcus Evans says, no pre-jury trip on Australian Survivor due to not having the big budget like U.S. Survivor does. Also, Channel 10 is broke. Well, come on. They spend all their money to put pictures on buses. It's okay.
Do we ever?
Yeah.
Awesome flight back for that girl and Stevie.
They will become they will be sliding into each other's DMs. So, All right, Chrissy, your pick on Rogue Ruben.
Yeah, it's hard because I feel like the heroes are so good. So it's such a disadvantage for her and the page and the other one we said, I can't even remember her name now, Matt. My bad. Maddie, yeah. maybe Sam. Yeah, the heroes are so good that these guys, like you said, because the villains are going to be losing, they're going to just cruise through and then it's going to be, wait, you're still here. No, you gotta go. You know, I just don't get a vibe. Sorry, Rogue.
Pre-merge boot or merge and gone?
No, I'll say pre. I don't think she's gonna eat.
Yeah, pre-merge boot for me too. No dinner for you, Rogue. Sorry. No. All right.
I think she's someone that if she like tribe swap, that she goes really quickly, has no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, because no one knows her because she hasn't done anything massive.
Like
when we were, ours was very different though because we were getting feedback from the others. So when we got to see each other, you'd quickly talk. So then you get goss on the other tribe. I feel like if there was a tribe swap, these guys are going to go, who is it? And then the heroes are going to go, we're not sure. I don't know. Who was it? You know, like she might just get lost in the crowd.
Yep.
All right, next we have Gary Gelch. Gary has been a pilot on Fraser Island for 35 years and does over 40,000 beach landings a year. During that time, he's survived plane crashes, rescued passengers, and saved people from beach dangers. As someone who naturally thinks of others before himself in an emergency, Jerry says a flick gets switched and the safety of other people comes first. He also admits his good nature and kindness could be used as a weakness in a game like Survivor and says his previous favorite player is Tarzan. Oh, we love Tarzan.
We love Tarzan. I feel do we love Jerry? Look how cute he is.
I love him. The next line is he's a free climber, a free diver, a spearfisher, and a Latin dancer. I fucking love Jerry. I love Gary.
Was it Gary or Jerry? I think it's Jerry.
I don't know. I'm going to go back and forth until we hear it on
it's
TV.
It's Jerry, guys. It's Jerry. It should actually be a J.
All Okay. All right, Chrissy, can you go first on this one?
Yes, I can, because I feel like her kid is like, this is a pilot. He's a new player. He looks super, super cute, but I reckon he's a bit vicious. I don't know. I feel like a little bit of a connection to him. Maybe he goes good just because he's energy. No, do you reckon? He's not a physical threat, but he just looks real social and nice.
I don't know. I'm looking at his picture. He also looks like pretty stacked, especially for an older guy. Like he's got like
he's gonna hold his own. It's like I don't think anyone's gonna like they're gonna look at him and then look at the hand to the king and be like, okay, this guy looks
good. Yeah. Well, I mean, he could team up with Georgie boy because.
I think he something goes
about
far.
Him.
Can Jerry be a good sugar daddy?
Jerry looks like he's naughty and
he looks like he already lives in a shelter that they're gonna build on Survivor. Like he's gonna be like oh yeah, this is just like oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I think Jerry potentially has a summer home at Key West.
Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon Jerry gets there and just goes, this is the best time of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
like he's just the funny life of the party and he'll just cruise through.
And he's given high fives and getting hugs on his boot post merge.
Yes. 100%. Yes. Yes.
Love it.
It'll be a tearful see ya when he
It'll
goes.
Be a tearful with smiles. Goodbye. Yeah.
I put him like top 10 for sure. I think he makes the top 10.
Yeah. I think he's Tarzan.
No, I want yep. better. I yep. want that. Look at that little meerkat smile.
He's the swing vote at 5.
Yeah. I'm going to go 5. I want to go right. top 6. Looks funny.
Okay. Dan, where are you at?
Making dinner. I don't know if he's going to go super far after that, but I think he makes dinner.
Okay. Yeah. Wayne, same.
Yeah, I think he's going top 10. Okay. I think he's going like between 5 and 10. I think he seems like such a good personality. He's got his unique life skills and he's like a strong person. So when it gets to an individual immunity, like there's like a chance, you know, because he's got that old man strength that like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've felt years and years of pain. This don't bother me at all.
Yeah, this is the guy you hand a jar to open.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, so I think Wayne's still blinded by the Latin dancing.
Latin dancing, mate, come on. No one puts that in their bio if they're not like a cool person. That's, you know.
I'm with you. So, yeah,
he's just old school, I reckon.
Final 5 to 10, I would love to see.
5 to 10.
Yeah, so yep. I'm rooting for it.
Yeah.
All right, next. Benjamin Law. Oh, does he have a little suit somewhere? Ben is the ultimate.
He does look familiar.
He's the ultimate slashy author, broadcast journalist, writer, and creator for the TV series The Family Law, LGBTQIA+ advocate and Survivor superfan. Being a hero is such an advantage. First of all, you're with a tribe whose heroic qualities are obvious, whether it's the size of their brains, the size of their hearts, or the size of their courage. I also think it's an advantage as a new player coming in as a hero because people are going to underestimate what you're capable of doing. While he will go in with the heart of a hero, Ben is prepared to play a little dirty if he needs to.
His cast photo, though, the one with like the whole tribe together, he's like sitting like a villain. So I do believe that this guy might like this picture. I don't think does him justice. I think that he might have a little bit of that. Like
he's a
sassy villain.
He's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yes, I do think that. Now, I don't know how well that plays on the heroes tribe. You know, I do think that he probably truly does have a little villain in him.
As a Survivor superfan, I think he's coming in with a stupid checklist. They're going to catch him looking for idols. He's an early boot.
Yeah. Okay. I could also see that happening.
I feel like
I hate that checklist. I hate that checklist so much. Like, he's going to be looking for idols like 24/7, and Nina's going to find one in the first 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yep. And he'll be really cranky about it.
Oh, no. He'll know it's still out there, and it's not. Because Nina will remind us every confessional. She's going to wear it like jewelry.
She's got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I haven't seen that. I don't want to click on that link because I'll lose you guys to see the picture you're talking about. But I haven't seen anything on what I've had a little stalk on, except for this picture and him just talking a little bit of journalist. Like he got a bit lost in translation for me. So I'm going to say only because there's spare spots he gets to dinner. But I don't think Benjamin's going to be around for long. Oh, that's a shame. Look how cute he is.
Dan, where are you at? Yeah.
I think he's actually one of the few people that would benefit from an early tribe swap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But so if it happens quick and he's still around, I could see him making dinner. Otherwise, I think he goes somewhere early to mid game.
Yeah.
He's going to definitely get lost in the Heroes tribe. Sorry.
Yeah, he screams like the guy that makes a mistake early and then is saved by a tribe swap. And like, you know, and then he flips on his old tribe because he's got a little villain in him and starts voting them out to get him on to get to the merge.
Okay. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah. That screams like that seems like that would he seems like that type of player from this.
So the only airtime the Heroes get is Benjamin screwing up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm all for that.
They catch him trying to find an idol, and then they never get a chance to boot him out because they keep winning tribal immunity.
Yeah, and then there's the tribe swap, and then he turns.
And then George tells them what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
They had the tribe swap. They rat him out for being a snake, and he's just like, "I am a snake. I'm with you guys. Let's get out this person that ratted me out."
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, this is fun.
Benjamin, we just gave you a second life. You're welcome. So,
Yay, Ben. Ben, you get to stay longer.
Yeah, Ben, you got dinner. You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right. And finally. Last one.
Is that it? Yeah.
David Zaharakis. This is a former AFL player. You guys love those. With a clear advantage and physical challenge. Physical challenges. Ex-AFL player David is a sporting hero to many, but also knows not everyone will agree with that term. Just because I'm a hero doesn't mean I am not here to play hard. I think if you watch every superhero comic or movie, the hero always comes out on top. But in the game of Survivor, I think there's a line I am not willing to cross. I don't think there's a line I'm not willing to cross. I think you must cross the line to win. I'm definitely prepared for that. Okay, he's ready to get his hands dirty. Is this King George's muscle?
Is this Alpha teams up with Shawnee?
Shawnee's muscle?
Yeah.
I reckon Sean's muscle, not Georgie.
Either Shawnee or Sean, like...
meant the guy, Sean. Sorry, Sean.
I don't see
Simon.
Ooh, oh no.
Is this tribe Simon?
That's the snooze. I don't want to see a bro alliance with him and Sean. I have zero desire.
I reckon I'm seeing it. Where are the alphas? They're coming in hard from here, surely.
I could see actually Nina working with him and kind of hiding behind him.
Oh yeah, because she did love her alpha.
She loves an alpha. Yeah. She does.
Yeah.
But I still reckon there's going to be that real rivalry. But the girls are going to have just as a hardcore. What's an alpha girl? Is it called? What's it called?
Alpha lady.
Alpha lady.
I do think the story of this tribe is going to be driven by the women for sure. I think the other tribe will be driven by the powerful men on that tribe. But I think that there's just too much like beef on here that it's going to be all these women and Gary or Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry. And do you know what? I think you're right, because the girls are just going to see each other be fierce. We've already seen a bit of stuff in the previews, and that's what makes me think David and Sean are going to go, holy crap, we might have to bulk up here.
I hope you're wrong on the new Simon is one of my, like,
I fall asleep
saying his name.
Really?
I'm just looking at him in this cast picture. He just kind of looks like
he was a dud. I don't know. I hope I but You could be right. All right, so Chrissy, what's your pick?
Murray? Yeah, this is an athlete, alpha, good looking. I love the Nina theory. I hope she takes him on and molds him into what she needs him to be for her. Yeah, he's definitely going to dinner. He might not last long after that.
Okay. Dan?
I think he's going to dinner. I think he lasts not super long, but a little bit longer, simply just because Sean will probably be there and Sean's bigger, but mid-merch.
Yeah. Wayne?
Yeah. I believe he makes dinner. I think it all depends on who he allies himself with, but I think being a new player and being like an alpha and all that, like the Nina theory, I think plays a lot of value, and he just becomes like a number two or number three to a powerful woman on this tribe and just kind of goes through and then gets cut whenever that person doesn't need them anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon we're onto something.
Yeah. I think he goes right after Sean.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. All right.
Because they've gotten through, they've been looked after, they're fed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, congratulations. You made dinner. Okay. So we have our villain winner pick. We have our heroes winner pick. Now let's go overall winner pick. Chrissy, you're first.
Oh, what? Wait. I was still trying to remember just then who I chose for my villain. Well, I have to say, Georgie, hero, I'm frothing Nina. Haley's unstoppable. Sean's massive. Okay. Overall winner pick. I'm going to back the king.
Okay. Here for the king.
Dan. I'm here for the king.
As much as what I said, I'm worried about Nina. I think I'm going to go Nina. I think it's got to go. I do just want to throw out there Dark Horse. I still think I'm doubling down even more on Sharni. So Dark Horse, but I think I got to go Nina.
Sharni.
Okay.
But overall winner.
So Sharni was my villain pick. And so I'm actually was going to go Sharni just because I think I think what Dan said works. She's coming back the season after. She's going to have too much, you know. But I think Sharni is my overall winner pick. As much as I'll be rooting for Georgie and Nina, because I love them both and I would love to see either of them win. I just think that. Yeah.
I'm going King George. So he claims to be great at poker. I know he's joining the tour, but I saw this guy spending money on drinks like it was going out of style. That's a winner's wallet.
He has been spending. This is a politician. He has been spending coin.
He's been spending coin. So
he's got good endorsement deals. Come on.
Yeah, so no, he has LIVIN.
Live it, baby. Nice.
See, Sam will be happy with that.
Yeah, so I'm going King George. I hope I'm right. I hope I didn't jinx him. I've been known to. Yeah. So yeah, I'm going King George, and of course I love all of the people except for the ones I don't, and but I'm sure they're all amazing people, even if I don't love you. And I think it's going to be a great season. So
it's going to be a great season.
Very excited for the season.
So everybody click the subscribe button, whether it be on YouTube or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever, click the subscribe button, rate us 5 stars, leave a review, just say it's the greatest podcast of all time, however many characters you need to for it to count. And the best way to support the podcast, as always, is to become a patron. Go to realitypatron.com. That's reality, patron.com. We will have links for the episodes there. If you're sitting here in America going, I want to watch the show. How do I watch the show? We'll have links for you. So become a patron, get your links. This has been awesome. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to the premiere, and I'm looking forward to the after show. We'll do one a week. So, so thank you, Chrissy.
So good. Thanks, guys. Yeah. I'm so tired.
Oh, yes. So
tired. Go to bed.
Go to bed.
I have
to
go watch it. Good night.
Yes.
I love good you. Night. Bye.
Thank you, Dan.
Yep.
Thank you, Wayne.
Cheers.
I'm Johnny Fairplay, and until next time, bye.
LIVIN, keep living.
And for more bonus content, go to realitypatron.com. That's right, become a patron now. Get additional coverage of all your favorite shows, the weekly Q&A, and you become a member of the secret, exclusive Facebook group. That's realitypatron.com.